This is an Expository Files podcast. I'm John Quinn, and this has been recorded on November the 7th, 2017. This is the fourth of five in a series of podcasts based on Hebrews chapter 9, verses 24 through 28. From this text, we are considering the three appearances of Christ. We have seen the first appearance of Jesus, his appearance to come into the world to take away sins, Hebrews 9, verse 26. We've also looked at the final appearance of Jesus, when he will come again to bring salvation to those who wait for him, Hebrews 9, verse 28. But our text mentions yet another appearance of Jesus, a third appearance. It's one that's taking place now, and we find that in chapter 9 of Hebrews in verse 24. There we read, "For Christ did not enter a holy place made with hands, a mere copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us." The Old Testament tabernacle included a holy place. This holy place was a shadow, a foretelling of heaven. Jesus has entered into heaven itself, a holy place not made with hands. Illustrated here by the high priest of the Old Testament entering the holy place to offer sacrifices for sins of the people, that too was a shadow. It foretold of the coming of Jesus to offer a sacrifice for our sins. It was all a copy or a foreshadowing of what the Christ would one day do for us. There are differences, though. The holy place that Jesus entered, as we've said, was not made with hands, verse 24. Verse 25 also includes the difference that Jesus does not make a sin offering year after year, but rather he's only made one sin offering because one was all that was necessary. In verse 25, "Nor was it that he would offer himself often, as the high priest enters the holy place year by year with blood that is not his own." And that brings us to another difference. Jesus did not offer the blood of another, not of a lamb or a goat, but rather he shed his own blood for our sins, verse 25. In this peculiar turn of events, the sacrificer became the sacrifice himself. He offered himself. In verse 26, the text continues, "Otherwise, he would have needed to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now, once, at the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself." Our Savior, our priest, Jesus Christ, is now appearing in heaven before the Father in our behalf, even as we speak. This is Jesus, appearing before the throne of God. He once appeared here to die for us. He will appear here again to receive us unto himself. But now he appears in heaven to intercede for us, to become our advocate. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, the Apostle John explains it this way. He said, "My little children, I am writing these things to you that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. The one who says, 'I have come to know him,' and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked." As brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, we ought to be encouraging one another to do just that. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 through 25, the Hebrew writer also tells us, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together as the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." Is it for me that he has done all these things? Is it for me, dear Savior? And the answer from heaven is, yes, it is for you. Next time, we'll conclude this study of Hebrews chapter 9, verses 24 through 28. This has been an Expository Files podcast. I am John Quinn, and thanks for listening.